It is Neil Atkinson with John Gibbons, Rob Gutman and Andy Heaton to discuss in a slightly more measured way than we had in the immediate aftermath of the news breaking, the idea that Fenway Sports Group may well for the first time be open to selling all of their involvement in Liverpool Football Club. They may not be, or it may well depend on what turns up. We'll be talking about that, speculating in a manner that some would describe as wildly as it wears on. But for the first time, I'll go to you first, Roberto. We literally have not had the opportunity to talk about this. You've been away. For the first time, I feel as though there are four potential outcomes, say, in the next 3 months. And for the first time, I feel as though the four outcomes are all live. We can debate which are more live than the other. One is a perpetuation of the status quo. Another is that Fenway Sports Group end up with a majority shareholding with another party in alongside Redbird. Another is that Fenway Sports Group end up with a minority shareholding with someone else coming in with a controlling interest. And a fourth possibility, which is that they sell in full. And I think this is the first time I feel as though all four of those things are being genuinely live to some percentage of probability that is bigger than 20%, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, they are all live, and those are all the outcomes. It's the question is, which are the likelier now? You know, the story was broken by the credible end of the sports media press pack yesterday. FSG didn't exactly pour cold water on it with their official statement, did they? But given that, I would say there was a consensus thereafter that no, Liverpool are for sale. However you want to riddle this, Liverpool are for sale. They didn't come up with any supplementary statement to try and quash that there was a misapprehension. So there's one thing I think we can rule out. There's no fundamental misapprehension here. Liverpool are for sale. I think, well, let's put it this way, it's very unlikely. Now, if Liverpool are for sale and FSG are putting it out there, I don't know. I don't want to be a suspicious-minded conspiracist, as is my normal default, but it's hard not to wonder if there isn't the bones of a deal in place with someone. It's really hard not to suspect that's the case, and that the reason they're going public now with a something of a public auction is potentially linked to some sort of fiduciary duty they may feel they have, or they may actually have. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on it, given that they are not the only shareholders of Liverpool. I